Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Now joining me in studio, we have the Afternooners. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Great. Doing good.
Thank you so much for coming on again. Good friends of Hits 96. And it's kind of a bittersweet moment, to be honest with you. We're going to be talking about your big show coming up at Erlanger Park this coming Saturday, the brand new Erlanger Park with the Chattanooga Lookouts, which is really exciting. But this is kind of a farewell show.
Yep.
A farewell show. So first, go around and introduce yourselves just so everybody can get some voices to names to voices. And then, of course, we'll talk about this a little bit and get the real feeling behind it. I don't know. Have you guys done any interviews about the farewell? Is this kind of it?
No, this is it.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't sure if this has been a thing. So go around real quick so people just know who they're listening to.
All right. My name's Brett.
Okay.
My name's Bryce.
And Blake.
And Blake. Yeah, absolutely. And Blake, sometimes that mic. There we go. We got you. We got you. We're in. Okay. So, Bryce, why don't we just start off with you then?
Yeah.
So, obviously, 10 years you guys have been around. You've done a lot. You did Running the Chihuahuas. We were just talking about before we jumped on the air. You've done Riverbend, Riverfront Nights. Those are just a few in addition to all the different events that have happened all around town. Numerous venues, Barrel House, The Signal, you guys perform Songbirds, it comes to mind, a whole bunch of others. Why is it kind of the end of this chapter for the Afternooners?
That's a good question, Gino. I think a short answer would be that we're a band that consistently has to give 125%, you know, for every show. At the past 10 years, we always give, you know, our greatest effort. And you know, there's just been some life changes recently that we don't feel we can give that 125% anymore. You know, meeting three or four times a week, practicing, then playing two shows, going to Ohio, stuff like that. And it's just become a lot. And we figured, you know, we really want to go out with a bang rather than kind of fizzle out. You know, so we thought that the Chattanooga Lookout show and the opening of the new stadium would be the perfect place to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice new chapter for Chattanooga and a chapter to close for the Afternooners in a way.
Absolutely.
And to be able to do it on a big stage like Erlanger Park, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I mean, you guys will be the first, right?
Yeah.
To kind of debut it, if you will, as a performance space in
Absolutely.
Addition to the games that happened. We were just there yesterday for opening day and a fantastic crowd. They've done a phenomenal job with the whole building. So I think you guys will have a lot of fun when it comes down to it.
Yep, we're looking forward to it.
Brett and Blake, you guys feel the same way in a sense? A nice closing of the chapter?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're, like Bryce said, we're all moving in different directions. We're growing up. So it's just, it felt like the right time. And we're just, couldn't think of a better place to do it.
Sure. And Brett, share the same feelings?
Yeah, it's bittersweet, but, you know, we're just so grateful to be able to play there and just to build a community around the town that we have. And you know, it's the friends you make along the way type situation, you know?
Yeah, well, the coolest thing about it and reading about you guys and kind of remembering from interviews we've had in the past and such when it comes to it, I mean, obviously ending on the big exclamation point of Erlanger Park is great too, but really created some great memories throughout the years for Chattanooga as a city. The fans have really come out for you guys and supported you right through the way. So it's kind of a nice thing to be able to look back and say, we were part of that. We did this. We were the ones who did this. So it's a bittersweet, but
absolutely.
Life goes on. We move on. We move on to new chapters and things. I know Ben's a member of the band. He's in like 15 bands, and you guys are always doing it. So I'm assuming we'll all stay in music in some capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Us three here have already kind of talked about doing a side project. So,
You guys can't
We're going to be around. We just thought this was, you know, the end for the Afternooners. But you know, I mean, we're creative, so we're always going to need that outlet. So.
A little break would be nice, though.
Yeah, sure.
Well, well-deserved, gentlemen. Thank you guys for coming in, and we're excited for Erlanger Park. So it's going to be a pregame concert. We want people to get there early for this.
Yes.
What time is that going
early.
To be? They have to buy a ticket, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so any ticket will get you into the game. I think there's like $9 tickets for the grassy area and the outfield. So real cheap. And that's actually where we're going to be playing, right over, you know, in the outfield section. But from what I'm told is we go on right at 5, and that's right when the gates open.
Okay.
So I would get there as early as you can. I believe it's the entrance, the parking lot on Chestnut Street is what we're told to let the fans know.
Center field entrance.
You know, you're welcome to camp out there at 2:00 if you want. We'll be setting up. You can hear the sound check. I just want to make sure everybody knows to get there early. You know, also it's a new place, so you know nobody's going to know where to go.
That's the cool thing about this is that opening week. We were there for opening day yesterday, and people were already lined up hours before because it is an exciting thing. No offense to the Lookouts itself. But people just want to get into a new building. I think that's a thing Chattanooga likes to do.
It's the new shiny thing.
It's just to go into the new shiny building and see what it's all about. But no, they're gonna you guys are going to have a lot of fun. And yeah, 5 o'clock, nice and early, get there for the pregame festivities. And people will want to walk around and see it. Mm-hmm. They have the new 360 type style of it, so you can walk around and see the entire place and have the music of the Afternooners and wish them a big farewell as they close this chapter in their lives. Blake, Bryce, Brett, thank you guys so much for coming in. I show my love to the others, of course, and we'll be seeing you guys around, I'm sure.
Thanks so much, Gino. Appreciate you.
The Afternooners right here on Hits 96.